listening to KAYT 88.1 FM, Gina Alexandria, 98.9 FM, Monroe, 92.5 FM, Shreveport, Greenwood, 100.1 FM, Lake Charles, and KQDAO, 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Yes, Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. For that nation to be successful. And every now and then, God will give a nation exactly what it asks for. And the reason for that is to turn us from our wicked ways. God is speaking to us today. When we look at 2 Chronicles, it reveals a revelation to Solomon. And Solomon was the son of David. And God has a unique way, my brothers and sisters, of choosing his servant for whatever task he will give them. And what I have learned is that when God calls us to do a task, it has never been an easy one. Momentous tasks are given to us that when we start going towards the task to accomplish what God has said, we look at the task as being so insurmountable that we wonder how in the world can we accomplish it. And what God is doing is that he's given us the precepts of how we are to accomplish it, because it has never been about our might and our ability to accomplish it. It has been all predicated on the task that he has given us. And when God says, when you step back and you allow me to accomplish it through you, then it will go smoothly, expeditiously, and fastly in the making. And God is simply speaking to us today, no matter how difficult the task may be, I'm still in control. And I love God because he is empowering us to do greater work for him. Scriptures state the Lord appeared to Solomon, reassuring him that his prayers had been heard. Any prayers in the house? The Lord gave the disciples the model prayer, and the model prayer has been one that we repeat over and over again. But the Lord simply gave the disciples a model. He gave us the precept of how you and I are to pray. Now, when we pray, we need to acknowledge God for who he is. Thank him for being our Lord, our God, and our King. He gets praise, honor, and glory for being God. For he's the maker, the creator, the sustainer of all things. And he is worthy of all praise. So before we ask God for anything, we need to acknowledge him, magnify him, and glorify him. Angels in heaven bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. And when we lift him up and magnify him, then we can petition the Lord for the desires of our heart. And let me bust your bubble. The Lord already knows what you're going to ask him before you even make the request. And what's even greater about the Lord, he has already dispatched what you need before you make the request. And what I love about the Lord is that he is blessing us in spite of how we are as individuals. So our prayers are heard by God. We're then told to say, he then, Solomon, we see, looks to God, and we see he said he will punish his people for sin, but also that he will forgive them if they repent and turn back. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Antioch, if you know anything about the children of Israel, they were consistently being blessed by God. And because of these blessings, they took these blessings for granted. Hello, America. America has been a beacon of light for generations and generations, being blessed by God economically, socially, politically. And yet, because we are being blessed, sometimes we take our blessing for granted. And when we start taking our blessing for granted, we begin to forget about who is blessing us. See, the problem with multi-billionaires is that they think that money is all they need. And when you got so much money, you forget to pray. Because you can just speak things into whatever you want, you can get. But when God takes away his blessing, then we realize where our blessing come from. And what God is knocking on the doors of this, the United States of America, he said, I have blessed you, but you've got to remember where your blessing came from. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. When we think about what God is doing, one of the things that we know is that God is so gracious. Even when we fall, Dwayne, God still loves us. What kind of God is it that have provided for me an avenue of still being saved even though I stumble and I fall? I'm trying to remember the recording artists that say, we fall down, but we get up. Donnie McClurkin, and you know, they got on him for saying that. But when we think about the church, we're all exes. I wasn't always the man that I am. I was an ex-liar, an ex-cheater, a backstabber. Look in the man. Michael Jackson said, look at the man in the mirror. And what we need to understand is that we all have some baggage that we brought into the house of the Lord because we all carried something before we became who we are. And what the Lord has done is that he has washed away all of the stuff, the baggage, all of the ex stuff that we used to do so that we could be made right with him. So that's why I don't complain when I see somebody that don't look like me, not spiritually up in his Bible theology like me, because my responsibility is to bring men into a revelation of who the Lord is. And that's why it baffled those Pharisees and Sadducees, those scribes, and all of those religious teachers when Jesus hung around with prostitutes and Jesus hung around with people that were government people. Why? Because he wasn't after those righteous folk. He was after folks that had some ex stuff in their life. And when we begin to go after those who don't look like us, but desire a relationship with the Lord, then God is pleased because the Lord says, I've got to bless all of those who I made in my image. We're all made in the image of God. And if we're all made in the image of God, in order for us to look like him, we have to be transformed and renewed. And that only happens by being born again. And that can only happen by being converted and hearing the word of God. No matter what we've done, no matter how many times we've done it, God still loves you. And the reason for that is that God's love is unconditional. And that love covers a multitude of faults. This tells us, Antioch, how God has an eye on his people. The reason he's watching us is because he has a vested interest in each and every one of us. For the children of Israel, we see God had a covenant. And this covenant was with David. And this covenant refers to God's promise to David through Nathan the prophet. This was an unconditional covenant. In other words, there are no strings attached to this covenant. God isn't requiring Israel to do anything. This covenant is of God. This unconditional covenant was made between God and David, through which God promised David and Israel that the Messiah, Jesus, would come. And from the lineage of David, the tribe of Judah would establish a kingdom that would be everlasting. You know, Jesus is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Now, a lion is the king of the, and he is ferocious. And yet Jesus came as a lamb. Check this out. When he was born, he came as a lamb. And a lamb is innocent. A lamb is one that cannot even protect itself. But when Jesus grew up, Jesus was not the lamb. He became a lion. The lion of the tribe of Judah, able to roar and fight and to destroy all elements of sin and evil. And can I suggest something prophetically to you? He came after your sin, my sin. That lion of the tribe of Judah began to roar, coming after those who he need to come after, defeating the power of the enemy that was at your doorstep. When you got sick, the lion of the tribe of Judah roared. When your finances are weak, the lion of the tribe of Judah roared. When you don't have a home, the lion of the tribe of Judah roar. Why? Because he's the Alpha and the Omega, the first, the last, the beginning of the end. That's what we have. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, and that should be a shout in the house of the Lord. We have a guarantee of this promise made. Rest simply on God's faithfulness. And it does not depend at all on David or Israel's obedience, because we all fall down. And what the Lord is saying, even when you fall down, you're in a mighty good position to say, Abba, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed, holy be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And the Lord began to hear his people. And when the enemy struck and say, but look what Reverend Mathis have done. And look what Sister Smith have done. And look what Brother John has done. Jesus stand up before the Father and say, look at the nail prints in my hand. See my side where they pierced me in my side. My head have prints where they placed thorns upon it. And because of that, the Lord said, paid in full. And when the price is paid in full, the enemy that charged accusations against you, the lion of the tribe of Judah calls the enemy to back up. He roars. He comes after the enemy, and the enemy backs up, because in the Lord's house is many mansions, and the Lord has gone away to prepare a place for you. God has unconditional love for us. The Lord knew us. So God sent Jesus, whose name means Savior. God sent Jesus, whose name means Deliverer. God sent Yahshua HaMashiach, the Son of the Living God, Jesus, the Christ, the Son of God. And God is pleased with his Son. But can I share with you, you are all children of the Most High God, born and created in the image of God to look just like him. And we will never look like the Lord the way we are. But once you shed off this physical body, you will look just like him. You cannot carry this physical body into heaven, because that's why the scripture says we shall be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. And what we carry here holds us down. But when we get to look like him, we will be elevated to higher heights in our Lord, our God, and our King. Because God is a spirit. And that worship him must worship him in spirit. So in order for me to look like him, I've got to get rid of this physical body in order that I may rise. And the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise. Then we which are alive and remain will be caught up. That tells me a change shall take place in order to be like him. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek